John chapter 20.
It was very early on Sunday morning. It was still dark. Mary, the one from Magdala, came to the tomb. She saw the stone moved away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and the other follower whom Jesus loved. She said to them, "They have taken away the Lord Jesus from the tomb. We don't know where they put him." Then Peter and the other follower left. They went to the tomb. Both of them were running, but the other follower outran Peter. He arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the sheets lying there, but he did not go inside. Then Simon Peter came, following. Peter went into the tomb. He also saw the sheets lying there. But the handkerchief which had been on Jesus' face was not lying with the sheets. Instead, it was all alone, in one place, folded up. Then the other follower, who had come to the tomb first, also went in. He saw, and he believed. They did not yet know the scripture which said that Jesus must rise from death. The two followers went back home. Mary was standing outside the tomb, crying. While she was crying, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. They were seated where Jesus' body had been lying, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She answered them, "They took my Lord away. I don't know where they put him." After she said this, she turned around. She saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking that Jesus was the gardener, she said to him, "Mister, if you carried him off, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to Jesus in Aramaic, "Rabboni." This word means, "my teacher." Jesus said to her, "Don't cling to me. I have not yet gone up to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them this, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary, the one from Magdala, went and told the followers, "I have seen the Lord Jesus." She told them that he had talked with her. It was late that same Sunday. The doors were locked where the followers were gathered. They were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood in the middle of them. He said to them, "Peace to you." After Jesus said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the followers saw the Lord Jesus, they were happy. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. I am sending you just as the Father has sent me." After Jesus said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you say some people are forgiven, then they are forgiven. But if you say that the sins of some people are not forgiven, then they are not forgiven." Thomas, the one called the twin, was one of the 12 apostles. He was not with them when Jesus came. The other followers continued to tell Thomas, "We have seen the Lord Jesus." Thomas said to them, "I will never believe it unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, unless I put my finger into the marks of the nails, unless I put my hand into his side." A week later, Jesus' followers were inside again. Thomas was with them too. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood in the middle of them and said, "Peace to you." Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Look at my hands. Put your finger here. Bring your hand here and put it in my side. Stop doubting and start believing." Thomas answered Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. The happy ones are those who have not seen me and yet who believe." Jesus showed many more proofs from God in front of his followers, but those are not written in this book. These proofs have been written so that you, the readers, might believe this: Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. If you believe this, you will have eternal life by his name.